When Mike and I arrived at Mercer's house in Queens, the door was open and there were 15 or 20 people clustered around the bar in his den. The first person to greet us was Vicky Eaton, a second-grade detective who worked at One Police Plaza, in the office of the Deputy Commissioner for Public Information. Vicky and Mercer dated for almost 5 years and were married for less than two when she walked out on him without any reason that he could articulate to us. I thought I had masked my surprise at seeing Vicky, but she read me clearly. "You haven't heard?" I looked at Mike, who shrugged his shoulders. "I didn't go to visit Mercer in the hospital. Too many of you guys around for me to get down on my knees and apologize for how stupid I'd been." She was talking about the shooting in August, when the three of us had been investigating the murder of an art dealer, and Mercer had almost been killed as a result. But I went over to Spencer's house immediately and kind of sat vigil with him that whole first week. Mike and I had been in constant contact with Mercer's widowed father, Spencer Wallace. He had never told us Vicky had re-entered their lives. Mercer had seen us come in and was making his way across the room with two glasses of champagne in his hands. He gave one to each of us, and Mike turned to pass his off to Vicky. She waved a finger at him and picked up a soft drink she'd been working on when we came in. "No alcohol for me. Not quite my third month yet." Mike grabbed her in a bear hug, champagne sloshing from the flute and covering his lapel. "You mean that doctor got Mercer's plumbing back in order? Damn, you are my idol, man. Here I'm thinking you need all this bed rest." I hadn't seen Mercer this happy in more than a year. He was trying to talk over Mike and explain that he and Vicky had decided to get married. "It's just going to be my dad and her mother and two sisters this time. And both of you. New Year's Day in Judge Carter's chambers. Will you be there?"
"Sure, we'll be there.
Long as you don't do it during any of the bowl games, okay?"